Thursday night. So we're learning, we learned about stepping back at the end of Shemona Esrei. It would actually be the same at the end of Kaddish also, except for Chatzi Kaddish. Now there's another halacha, another set of halachas about passing in front of, or stepping in front of, or going in front of a person davening Shemona Esrei. So we'll spend a day or two, maybe three, about those halachas, and then these two sets of halachas come together, because sometimes you want to step back, and there's somebody davening Shemona Esrei in back of you. Okay, but now we'll just talk about, without that scenario of stepping back, at the end of Shemona Esrei, just the very fact that someone's davening Shemona Esrei. Under normal circumstances, the basic halacha is that you're not allowed to pass in front of someone davening. And we'll define in front in a moment. Davening, of course, means Shemona Esrei. There's two reasons given for this. One is that it's inevitably going to Shteris Kavona. And two is that the Shechina, so to speak, is in front of him. He's standing with the Hamelech. He's talking. And it's an interruption. You're barging in, and he's talking to the Shechina, and the Shechina's right there, and you're sort of just barging in. Now, there are many shitas about this halacha. You can go like very lechumra dik, and you can go very lekula dik, or you can do like minig bnei adam and just ignore the whole halacha altogether, which is probably not such a good idea. I don't know how I used to live. It's crowded. Too many people around. A lot of people around. There's still a lot of people around. I don't know about you. I don't like it. There's too many people. Anyway, so how do you daven with so many people? And there's always someone davening Shemona Esrei. And you always got that guy that just stands right by the door, like, you know. So we'll be learning about that guy also. He's treated very specially in halacha. Halacha has some very kind, unkind words to say about him. But how do you deal with that? Okay, that's in a few days. Make sure you don't miss it. Upcoming attractions. So I feel the best idea is to like sort of paskin lekula, because it's very difficult. It's difficult. A lot of people around. Everybody davening Shemona Esrei, and people can't like Chas v'Shalom stay in shul till the end of shul. Like, you know, you got to get out. You got to walk around. So we have to be makil. And really, it's not so difficult to be makil, because the shitos that are machmir, for example, it's only in front. And it's only four amas in front. Four amas is, let's say, 6 to 7 feet. Four amas, let's call it. Now, the Zohar says you can't pass. Now, we're talking about now the worst case scenario, which is passing in front. Passing in front of him. So the Zohar says in front, there's no limit. Malo einov. But we'll say that we'll call it normative halacha, which we'll call it, because most sheetness is that it's only four amas in front. In the back of him is mutter, according to most sheetness. Again, according to the Zohar, it's also in back of him as well, not malo einov, but four amas, the pashtus. That's in back of him. What about then? There's the side of him, the side. Which is also, the side is like the back. Most shitas hold it's mutter. There are shitas, Zohar especially, that holds it's also four amas. But then you have the semicircle in front of him. That's called sadadin shelafonov, like a semicircle in front. And then you have the side and the back, which is mutter according to most shitas. Then you have the semicircle in front, meaning not directly in front of him, but we're talking about stodim shelofanov. So that there are, you could be mekel, but there are more shitas there, and there the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, it's preferable to be machmir. It's not just to be choishish for the shitas yochid or shitas zohar or whatever, but it's preferable to be machmir in stodim shelofanov. It's going to have a big nafkamina when we talk about stepping back, because you want to go to Stodim Shelofonov when you step back, and even if you don't want to step back, right in front of him, and we learned last night that you can go off to the side, but if tzad in shalafonov is also a problem, at least even within four amos, you know, again, Baruch Hashem, very crowded. We always within four amos of someone, and so that this becomes very relevant. But it's mutter, maybe according to many shittas, but it's more chomer than acharov and tzedadov. Okay, so it's four amos in front. You can't pass by. You can't even walk in front and then stop. That's also aser, even though the lashon is la'avor milafonov. But most poskim, I believe, say that's also aser to just walk in front of him and then stop. Which would be the case if you, like, stepping back after Shemona Esrei. So you walk into his dalal amos, then you stop. You're not being over milafonov, but that's aser according to most poskim. Back is mutter, side is mutter. There is a chumra there, the Zohar, is machmir. The semicircle in front of them, there's more shitas that you should be machmir, but one could be makil. There's enough shitas that that's also mutter. It's dalal amos in front, and according to the Zohar, it's melo einov. Okay, we'll continue with these halachas, mitzvah Hashem. It's a Sunday. Chavis al-Bavis, we're in the last parak of the last shar, and we're learning about the Oev Hashem conduct. How does an Oev Hashem, like, what does he do? So he said some remarkable things we learned last night. If you heard it, he said, Oev Hashem, he says they understand that Hashem, what Hashem wants from them, and how Hashem is guiding their lives and everything that happens and providing for them. And they're into Hashem, one would say. And they understand that everything that happens to them is B'gzeiras Hashem. And we said something, I'm going to repeat it, because it's an extremely remarkable idea, and it's very chashuv. And that is that no matter what happens to you, the Ohev Hashem, quite high darga. It's the 10th shar of all the sharim, and it's like a ladder. You're not thinking, I would rather my life had been different. Which again, I said last night, it's a remarkable madrega, because even if you're on a madrega that you can be makabel what Hashem does, and you don't ask questions, and you're not bitter, and you're makabel yisurin, and even ba'ava, and even besimcha, but, you know, inevitably you're gonna think, I wish I had a different life. I wish this wouldn't have happened to me. I can deal with it. And I can even deal with it for simcha, but the Chavis Lubavitch says no. Chavis Lubavitch says no. The Ohev Hashem says, if this is the life Hashem chose, and it's really logical, we just don't think it through. Or, you know, we're not on that madrega because we have human emotions, human feelings. But the Ohev Hashem says, I want what Hashem wants. And obviously Hashem chose the best possible life for me, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's a remarkable madrega. I hold it even goes beyond to be makabel, like bad news, dianemes, besimcha, makabel yisurin ba'ava. This is like beyond that. You don't even want it to be different. If this is what Hashem wants, this is what you want. This is obviously the best way. This is the best thing that could have happened to you, obviously, and so you want that also. Okay, so then he says, Hashem wants us to conduct ourselves a certain way in terms of asiyas mitzvahs, lifestyles, umitzaval b'chiras avodas habore, and he wants us to choose to do to be in his service, as it says in the Torah. Umirashel mebechiras hatanugim haguthniyim, and he doesn't want us to get involved in physical things only to the degree that it's necessary, or to the degree that it's a mitzvah, koinik Shabbos, kavod yomtiv, karbanos maybe. The Mesil Sasharim talks about eating the meat of karbanos. They want what Hashem wants. I mean, they want the lifestyle that Hashem wants. They, even though, like, everybody's going to come over to me and say, oh, you're supposed to say, I want to eat chazer, but what can I do? Hashem says, I shouldn't. Yeah, but Hashem says you shouldn't, and therefore you don't want to. Not, and therefore, someone standing over you with a shotgun and is going to do something to you. If you eat chaser, but you don't want to. You don't want what Hashem doesn't want, and you want what Hashem wants. It has to do with in mitzvahs. He says it as well. The lichsof l'ritzono beliba mubamatspunam v'chadlu miksof la'olam. You're not like chomping at the bit, waiting for maybe it'll be one day off, you know, you get off one day and you could go enjoy yourself. You don't have that desire. And they want siyata dishmaya, so that they should be able to serve Hashem. They want to do it. So, like I want siyata dishmaya, you know, to have money, and I want siyata dishmaya to be healthy, and I want siyata, but they want siyata dishmaya to do the ratzon Hashem, to do mitzvahs, and to be poresh from Olam Hazeh, and they want siyata dishmaya. They know that everything is dependent on Hashem's, on the life that Hashem has planned for them, and therefore they are kosef, they desire, they are desirous of a lifestyle that will enable them to do Hashem's will. So they want that. The Oyv Hashem wants Hashem to enable him or her to do the Ratzon Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.